This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Ravens win yesterday comfortably. 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. Things were a little uncomfortable there in the first half. And then the Ravens imposed their will late in the second quarter throughout the second half of the game. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Baltimore now 6-3 on the year, but can't rest and celebrate too much. Short week, Cincinnati Bengals coming to town. Here to talk about what happened yesterday, preview the Bengals a little bit from the Baltimore Sun Guild. Let's bring in, welcome back to the show, having some NFL lunch with us, Childs Walker. Childs, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Good to be here, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. And we were talking earlier with Howard Balzer about the air quotes perfect quarterback rating, which Lamar has accomplished four times during his career in the formula. Okay, it's a little bit skewed, whatever. But to accomplish it as much as he has during his career is very impressive to watch. What was the most impressive thing about yesterday? It looked like you've shown a lot of patience in the pocket, choosing to throw as opposed to run. But after, we'll call it a debacle against the Browns, the bounce back was what for Lamar Jackson yesterday?
Yeah, I thought he was just really calm and on point. I mean, he seemed to have a really good feel for where his receivers were going to pop open, and you know, he had no problem finding them on rhythm. It did seem like he probably didn't want to run as much as usual, but hey, he didn't need to, and we've seen that more and more this year. I mean, he is able to beat these pressure defenses just by, you know, by attacking downfield. And you know, we've seen it enough weeks now that, you know, you can't say there's anything fluky about it. So I mean, you know, whether the passer rating per se means anything to you or not, I mean, the pattern is clear. I mean, he's having the best passing season of his career by far. And I also thought the offensive line did a much better job this week. I mean, they were bad in Cleveland. They knew it, and they were facing a defense that had really good pressure numbers coming in. And after giving up a bad sack early, they really kind of settled down and gave him the time he needed. So it was a good performance on both fronts.
Yeah, Charles, I thought it was a bad matchup for Denver because their pass rush guys, they're lighter, you know. So
yes.
And
yes.
Where Rosengarten gave up the one, and he has trouble with bull rush. So the lighter guys, and especially for Ronnie, you know, you want to dance, Ronnie can do that. You know, so that played right into their hands there. And then the slobber knocker, you know, over Filete, that's perfect for him. So I thought the matchup for the Ravens was good, you know, that way.
It was. And Denver, despite their good numbers, they don't have the Myles Garrett type, right? The one
no.
Overwhelming force, or even a Za'Darius Smith. So you're absolutely right about that.
Now, let me ask you, like, because I watched it on TV, you're there. What did it look like on Tucker's kicks? Because the last 2 weeks, he's not hitting the ball right.
Yeah, it looked weird. I mean, I you know, because difficult kicks by his standards at all. And obviously the one ricocheted and the other just sort of tucked right inside the upright. I mean, he didn't seem to be having any problem with distance yesterday. I mean, you know, watching him warm up, I mean, he easily made a 65 yarder. I don't know, but I agree with you. I mean, it's hard to say there's nothing going on because, I mean, we're just week after week, we're seeing uncustomary kicks from him. And it seemed like maybe he had it worked out after he made that clutch 56 yarder in Cincinnati. He looked fine for a couple of weeks, but then, yeah, we're back to 2 weeks in a row where he's had some funky kicks. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I asked last week if he was dealing with anything physical, and the answer was no, but it is unusual. And I mean, this is not the Justin Tucker we're used to seeing.
All right. What about Travis Jones? They felt like they didn't need him, I guess. That's why he didn't play.
I think he was kind of in there as the emergency guy almost. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, maybe if they had ended up needing him, I don't know. But I mean, he's just watching him walk around the facility and, you know, walk around the practice field the last 2 weeks. I mean, he just isn't moving normally yet. I mean, you know, he still had his ankle pretty heavily wrapped. I mean, that's a very massive frame to be on top of a tender ankle. And I mean, I think he was there purely on an emergency basis, as I said. And look, I think they're really missing him. I mean, I think that's part of the reason why the four-man rush isn't working as well, because, you know, he's by far the most dynamic interior guy that way. So, I mean, that's hurt them there. I thought they did okay standing up to the run yesterday. I mean, Denver ran the ball a lot, ran it 30 times, but not super efficiently. And, like, I thought Wormley did a nice job, you know, standing in there. And, you know, I think Broderick Washington has also been solid, taking on a much bigger role. So it hasn't hurt them that way. But, you know, they're going to need Travis Jones back at some point, and they're trying to sort of like walk the line, keeping him there as an option while also letting that ankle heal up. And, you know, I think the hope is probably not that he's full on for the Cincinnati game, but maybe the Pittsburgh game 10 days after that.
It looks like they're blitzing Roquan a lot more, getting him out of the middle of the field and putting Simpson really to do that.
I thought Simpson was really good yesterday.
Yeah,
the last two weeks. Yeah, I thought yesterday was maybe the best game I've ever seen him play, and not just as a run guy. I thought he looked good in coverage too. I've seen that. I mean, you know, I think Roquan's probably still not. I mean, certainly week to week, not playing up to his usual standard. So I can't say I know exactly what's going on there, but they were able to work it out yesterday. And you know, obviously the other factor is, I mean, I would say Kyle Hamilton has arguably become their most impactful run defender. I mean, he's been incredible around the line of scrimmage, you know, especially over the last few weeks. So they've been, you know, they've been doing fine there.
Now, if there's one stat, I think defensively, if they could just improve, because they're 30th on third down, if they could just improve on third down, get to like the teens. So even if it was 19th, get there, because that'll help their pass, you know, their 32nd ranked pass defense, you know, because then they're not going to see as many passes, and it'll get the offense back on the field quicker.
Well, and I think that's where Harbaugh was happy yesterday. They were better on third down. They were really good on fourth down. They were very good in the red zone. Now, some of that was Bo Nix helping them out. I mean, he missed some real chances, yes, you know, in the red zone, especially in the first half. So, you know, I don't think they will be as lucky on those kinds of plays against Joe Burrow, but there was at least some progress, as you suggest, on those clutch downs yesterday. So, I mean, yeah, of course that's going to be big.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Sun Guild, having some NFL lunch with us on this Victory Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. You mentioned Cincinnati rematch here, high-scoring shootout affair took place a few weeks back there. They come in trying to get to 500 for the first time this year. Lamar had a perfect quarterback rating. Burrow threw 5 TDs again yesterday. So should we expect to see more of the shootout fun, or is this game maybe going to surprise us? Because right now, ESPN Bet's got the over-under at 52.5, so they're expecting some fireworks. What about Cincinnati's offense trying to duplicate what they did the first time? And for the Ravens, will they have Keaton Mitchell as part of their game plan, perhaps?
Yeah, it's hard for me to see it being a low-scoring game, I'll put it that way. I mean, I can't see it being one of those kind of funky AFC North games where it turns on some strange play. I mean, because look, you have the Ravens probably the best offense in the league. Cincinnati is probably a top five offense, and you have two defenses that are near the bottom of the league. So I mean, that it's hard to see that formula really really going another way. In terms of Keaton Mitchell, that'll be an interesting one. I mean, I think he may be physically ready, but they are dealing with a bit of a numbers game, you know, especially with having to elevate guys to cover the defensive line. So maybe we don't see him until the Pittsburgh game. I don't know, but I think physically he's there. And obviously whenever he's out there, that'll be his teammates will be very excited. I mean, that'll be a cool thing because it was a tough road back and he's looking pretty good physically at this point. So, you know, we'll see about that, but Keaton Mitchell or no Keaton Mitchell. I mean, I think we're going to see plenty of points. I guess the one caveat for Cincinnati being they're dealing with some potentially significant injuries on their offensive side because Orlando Brown Jr. and T. Higgins didn't play against the Raiders. And, you know, if they're not able to make it back for Thursday, those would be big guys missing against the Ravens.
What do you see as the role going to be for Diontae Johnson?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, obviously he just wasn't ready to be in the game plan yesterday, really. I mean, I think on one play where Lamar ended up going to Andrews, Diontae Johnson ran the wrong route, you know, and he and Lamar had a little friendly conversation afterward. So I mean, you know, it probably takes him another week or two to get up to speed. I don't know. I mean, you know, probably part of it comes down to Rashad Bateman. He dropped another pass yesterday. You know, is there any loss of confidence in him after he had the great 3-week stretch earlier? I don't know. I mean, I still see him as more of a depth yep. piece than a guy who's going to be one of the two or three featured guys in their offense. That's my feel. But would it shock me if he made a big play in an important game late in the year? It wouldn't, because we know that Lamar will go to anybody. I mean, he's not wedded to one guy. So, I mean, I think he's there as depth and, you know, on the hope that he has a big moment somewhere along the line.
Childs Walker, Baltimore Sun Guild. Childs, appreciate your time as always. Enjoy your short week, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yep. Childs Walker, Ravens 6-point favorites, early line against the Bengals coming up Thursday night. We got plenty to get into as the week progresses. We'll come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Look at our picks, college and pro over the weekend, and we'll do our picks for tonight's game as Kansas City looks to remain undefeated. Terps basketball coming up at 7 o'clock when the Fan coverage starts at 6:30. Hall of Famer Gary Williams joining us tomorrow at 12:30. Don't miss that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Vinny and Haney, two opposites attracted by a paycheck. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Victory Monday. Ravens win yesterday, 41-10 over the Denver Broncos. We'll get to our picks at the bottom of the hour. I must admit I was a little concerned about the game, more concerned than I was with Cleveland. Ravens wound up losing that one, and they wound up blowing out the Denver Broncos. You knew they were going to follow up a turd, if you want to call it that, with another turd. But things were a little bit interesting there in the first, 25 minutes or so of the game. Let's get out to the phones before we hear from the Ravens themselves. It's Vinny Haney and Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Baltimore. It's Hubie.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas.
What's up, Hubie?
That was a pretty good game. I was a little shaken from the first possessions myself. But they wound up settled down. The O-line got it together with pass protection and good run blocking. But what I most was excited about, Lamar making that touch pass 20 to 25 yards outside of the hash marks. If he can do that, he'll save his body. And he'll be able to run more and better when he has to. And he won't have to run as much if he can make those type of throws. What do you think about that?
He really only had to run one time. Yes, you know, when he got the first down. Otherwise, you know, there was really no need for him to run because they were throwing it so easily and stuff. And to me, that's what it's been on some of these games. They haven't needed to have him run.
But as we talked about last segment, perhaps against the Bengals, then maybe he'll be more inclined to dazzle with the legs as opposed to with the arms.
I would think so. I would think there's that he'll feel like, unless they start out good, you know, if they start out fast offensively, and otherwise it's like picking up a first down here or there. I don't see Todd Monken putting a lot of run stuff in for him.
And we'll do the film breakdown as the week is a little bit shorter. What's that? All 22 comes out tomorrow?
Yes.
So we'll get that Ravens rolling for you on Wednesday and then Cincinnati Bengals on Thursday. But John Harbaugh met with the media after yesterday's win. Zay Flowers had another big day, and here's Harbs talking about his second-year wideout.
Well, that play at the end, it was the end of the half. I mean, that play was unbelievable play. I mean, the throw, the protection, the throw, the catch, then little stop and stutter. And sometimes, I'll admit, I'm telling him, just go. Just get upfield, get as many as you can. You know, but he's thinking about scoring every time. So that was just a phenomenal football play.
That was a backbreaker is what it was. Because, you know, I mean, they got it with 54 seconds and scored, and there was still 26 seconds left. But that ended the game. That was a game set match, in my opinion, because, I mean, you score the last series, you know, you get seven, then you come out and get seven again. Yeah, it was over. I thought Bateman did a nice job getting that block at the end. I don't know if he needed it or not, but, you know, at least he set up to give him a block there at the end.
Yeah, Lutz kicked the field goal, 54 seconds left, made it 17-10, and then Zay had that. You wanted yak yards, you got it on that one.
Yeah,
and then it was 24-10. Ravens come out third quarter, score again, and then turn out the lights. The party's over.
Now,
Leland
just told me, Bob, that Zay is seventh in the league in yak yards, which it shows. Yeah. I mean, that's what he's good at.
Lamar Jackson, perfect quarterback rating, made a ton of great plays yesterday, didn't he, John Harbaugh?
Lamar played really good. He I think it's his fourth perfect passer rating, and I think that's an NFL record. Is it? Tied for the NFL record. Okay. I'm betting on Lamar at some point to break it. But I thought he played great, but also the team around him. I mean, the pass protection, that's a really good pass rush team, a real aggressive defense, a really highly ranked defense. Our offense came to play as a group.
They definitely did come to. The only thing that disappointed me about the offense was you get the turnover to start the game, you know, and then you end up going backwards. I mean, you got a chance to go down because when you get turnovers, you know, in the future and stuff, You want to turn it into points. You got that good offense, that good a field position, you get no points. To me, it's like, dang, man.
And I kind of sleep-rocked him too, Vinny, because at the time, the third down, I said to my cousin Al, I said, hey, Denver's got 30 sacks in the year.
Yeah.
And boom, shot out of a cannon. I was like, well, 31 now.
Yes.
And knocked him right out of field goal range. But no harm, no foul, we think. Derrick Henry, he had another big day, 2 touchdowns, 1,000 yards for the season. Talks about the O-line and Lamar and a team effort.
Well, I think it just credits the offensive line protecting the L. L finding the open guys and the receivers getting open. The receivers, the tight ends, everybody just did a great job of, you know, if they want to take away the run, those guys did a great job of getting open and opening it up for everybody. And, you know, Zay Fowles did a great job. And, you know, he's just so dynamic. With the ball in his hands, you know, you just assume he's going to score, and it's going to be a big play every time. So, you know, him and L did a great job today, receivers, tight ends. So, you know, credit to them for us to be complimentary and be able to do both.
Yeah, it was complimentary. It makes it a lot easier when your offense is controlling the clock and your defense is standing on the sidelines. I mean, the Ravens had the ball in the third quarter roughly 12 minutes. So, I mean, the defense was on the field for 3 minutes in the third quarter. The thing that got me a little nervous, Bob, about the defense was you punt them down to the 2. And then you let them come all the way, you know, to your 44, you know, and just keep getting yards. And then you figure, okay, we punt it, we hold them at 2, we 3-and-out punt, we're getting the ball on a 50, we can go.
Now, team chemistry, always big, no matter what the things you do in life, and in particular with a sporting team and a franchise. Here's Derrick Henry talking about team chemistry with L and others during the practice week.
I think it's just them executing, coming off the ball, being physical. I think the work that they do during the week, I think it shows on game day. And the chemistry they have up front, I think that shows as well. And, you know, they take pride in it, in the run game, and protecting Lamar. So, you know, they deserve all the credit, and hats off to them.
I think they're getting better, you know, because you've had the same five guys for what? Six of the eight, probably something like that. So you get a real good feel for what the guy's going to do and helping each other, doing those kind of things. So the chemistry of the O-line is big, really big and important. And how do you get that continuity, playing together all the time? And that's what they've been able to do.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Let's get a call in here. We have a picks coming up in a few minutes. Sean in Minnesota. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, good day to you guys. How are you?
What's up, Sean?
Well, I just wanted to say that it was really good to see. And, you know, speaking on the defense, how about Marcus Williams, huh? You know, one of the first series. First play of the game. He shoots out of the cannon, and he's making plays. When I saw Marcus Williams make that play and go like that, I was like, all right. It's going to be one of those days. They're ready to play today. Shout out to Zay Flowers. I mean, how can you say it? You can't say enough good things about that guy. He has really turned himself into a number one receiver, a number one threat of a receiver in the NFL. So lots of kudos to him. And then lastly, Orr and Pease. You know, I'm really glad that they were able to, you know, get some communication, fix a few kinks. So let's see if that momentum keeps going on the defensive side. Thanks, guys.
All right, Sean, tougher test with Cincinnati coming up here.
I think it's more peas and or than or and peas.
Oh, yeah. War and peace. But look. And we've talked about this many times. We talked about it yesterday, Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show live from Brew Brothers, brought to you by Rice Martha Pesaurus. Dean Pease was brought in for a reason.
No doubt.
Advisory role or whatever. I mean, they recognized, obviously, John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta, that, you know, they needed to tweak some things there.
They needed to fix some things is what they needed to do because it was awful. It was awful. And things are, you know, hopefully, you know, the longer that Dean can be more involved in stuff that we can see some of the things that they're trying to do and the improvement. Second half, we saw improvement. Now, got a huge test, and we'll see what kind of improvement they made. Because wasn't Dean's, was his first game Cincinnati, or he came in right after Cincinnati?
What's that, Nolan? I'm thinking, but nothing's happening.
Yeah, well, I'll look it up. I don't remember off the top of my head.
Or maybe Cincinnati triggered it.
Yeah, I'm thinking the first game in an advisory role, the Ravens weren't exactly the 2000 Ravens defensively. So they're still trying to find their way, I guess. But yesterday was a step in the right direction, more of a litmus test for Joe Burrow and that Bengals offense, even though T. Higgins probably not going to go as he's banged up a little bit. But we've got a couple of days to preview that. If you want to join us, you can at 410-583-1057. We got our picks coming up next. How do we do? Alcohol on the line, beer for me and Nolan, vino for Vinny. And a game tonight, Kansas City trying to stay undefeated with Tampa coming in, needing a big win in a big way.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Booze on the line when we do our picks here on the show. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Big slate of games, college and pro. NFL's not done. We'll get to that one coming up in a couple of minutes. But Nolan McGraw heading into this weekend. What was the standings report after Thursday's game?
Prior to this week, Vinny out in front, 105-60. Bob in second place, just a game back, 104-61. And I was six games back, 99-66.
All right, we'll start with college. Ohio State at Penn State. Buckeyes, three-point favorites in Happy Valley. They win the game, cover the three. By the way, we just do the picks. So I had a feeling about Penn State, and it did not go well.
Had a feeling it was not correct. Bob took the Nittany Lions. Vinny and I took the Buckeyes.
Well, I had a feeling about this one, too. Pitt at SMU, even worse.
Right, another L for Bob here, taking Pitt. Vinny and I picked SMU.
Yeah, Mustangs blew them out, handing Pitt their first loss of the season. Texas A&M at South Carolina.
No good here for me. I took Texas A&M. Bob and Vinny went with the Gamecocks.
Yeah, and I could have swore I picked Texas A&M, so I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that mistake that I apparently made, but I'm all right.
Records are subject to change.
All right. Indiana at Michigan State, the Hoosiers.
All right. This one was a little confusing to us on Friday because Vinny, full disclosure, texted me his picks. He wasn't here Thursday and Friday. And you had Michigan State circled here.
What? And, I did?
You did. And we've got visual proof of it, too. So we can't even dispute this one. Yeah, we locked you in for Michigan State. Bob picked Indiana.
No way I would have.
Take that L, baby.
I'll look again here. Let's see.
Because I'm like, I don't see that happening. No. But you never know. I mean, you make a mistake, and you learn from your mistakes here. But we'll go with the Hoosiers in the victory. Are you confirming?
I'm looking at it. I mean, handwriting here, we can double check. But it's Michigan State at IU, Michigan State circled.
Man, Vinny.
Can't believe I would do
what
that.
What the hell were you thinking? Florida versus Georgia in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville. Oh, what good. The quarterback, Beck, he threw three picks, second straight.
Yes, he did.
And they still won. They beat the Gators there, did the Bulldogs.
Lots of commotion in the stands as well if you're on social media.
I saw that one fight. That cop was...
Yeah. Well, we all had Georgia in that one.
All right, so I'll take that 3-2 in college. Let's go to the National Football League, Dallas at Atlanta.
All of us picked the Falcons in this one. New lows for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys.
And Zeke Elliott didn't even travel with the team.
Oh, I think he'll get cut. And then Dak pulled a hammy, so he's going to be out a while.
Yeah, watching the pregame shows yesterday on NFL Network, Rich Eisen asked Mariucci, what would you do with a guy who missed three practices? He goes, meetings.
Cut him.
He wouldn't be on the team. And Jimmy Johnson said the same thing on Fox. Miami at Buffalo.
Well, the Dolphins, they made it a game. And it took a 60-plus yard field goal to win it. But we all got the W picking the Bills.
Cincinnati hosting Vegas.
A big blowout win for the Bengals. Talked about that quite a bit. And we all saw that one coming.
And the Raiders fired three offensive coaches after the game.
The coordinator, the quarterback coach, and the O-line coach.
So it's somebody's fault, and I guess they had to feel the heat. Chargers at Cleveland.
All right, I got Vinny down here for the Browns, and I got Bob and I picking the Chargers.
Well, I'm liking that one. New England at Tennessee.
All right, Bob, you picked the Pats in this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Vinny and I took the
Titans. Yes, I did. And Drake May almost made me look smart with that play
he did.
At the end of regulation. Indy at Minnesota last night.
All right.
I took Flacco, I think.
Yeah. I got the fighting Flaccos there,
yes,
too.
Yes, buying into the hype. Very, very poor performance. I took the Vikings. Thought they would bounce back. They had to fight for it because, well, let's be honest. I mean, they didn't look the best offensively either until late in the game.
Washington at the G-Men.
All right. Easy pick for all of us taking the Commanders in this one.
But it was a harder game.
Yes, it was.
Than we anticipated it would be. New Orleans against Carolina there.
Well, here's your real victory lap, Bob. Going out on a limb taking the Panthers.
I'll
not
take
many,
it.
Not many cases throughout the season where you can confidently pick the Panthers.
And Dennis Allen felt the heat for that one as he was relieved of his duties today. Chicago at Arizona.
I'm taking the L on this one. Took the Bears. Thought they would bounce back from the embarrassing Hail Mary defeat. But the Cardinals all of a sudden on a roll here for Bob and Vinny.
Yeah, and they spanked the Bears, too.
Yes, they are.
Ran all over that defense. Detroit at Green Bay.
Lions finally play a game outdoors. No problem for them. They get the win, and we all took a W on that one.
Rams at Seattle.
All right. I thought the Seahawks and Mike McDonald would show a little bit of a backbone here, but not to be. You guys had the Rams, though.
Went overtime, though.
Yeah.
See who scored two touchdowns for the Rams, Nolan? Your erstwhile favorite Ravens receiver, D-Rob.
Don't remind me.
D-Rob, including the walk-off TD there from Matt Stafford. Jacksonville at Philly.
Thrilling game. Beautiful uniforms. Saquon Barkley pulling off feats that I didn't know were humanly possible. Mm. Jumping backwards.
Yeah. Over the backwards.
That's crazy.
But yeah, we all picked the Eagles.
A.J. Brown got hurt again, though.
He did?
Philadelphia. But Devontae Smith, I mean, they talk about weapons. I mean, Goddard hadn't played, what, a month?
Yeah.
Barkley's been great, as Nolan said, so they're getting it done there. Ravens taking on the Broncos.
Well, Vinny was probably the closest to the correct score or the biggest margin of victory. We all picked the Ravens, of course. Some score reminders. Bob said 30-23. Vinny, 31-17. And I said 27-20.
All right, so, you know, closer, we thought, than it turned out to be, but to win, that's all that matters. So, Nolan, as we head into tonight's game between Kansas City and Tampa, what are the standings updated now?
Well, after all that commotion, I do have to double-check a pick for Bob, but we all went 14-4, so no movement.
What pick are you reevaluating there?
What was the one we talked about? You said... You thought you picked Texas A&M instead of South Carolina.
And I'm looking at my sheet, and I did check South Carolina.
Okay.
So right. I'm then taking
nothing,
it. I'm
going to check. Win.
And I still can't believe I took Michigan State.
So we were all 14-4. Standings update going into tonight.
All right. Vinny's still in the lead, 119-64. Bob's still a game back, 118-65. I'm still six games back, 113-70.
All right. Chiefs trying to stay undefeated here, hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kansas City hasn't really played this monster game, but yet here they sit, 7-0.
Yeah, I think they're going to be 8-0, too. You know, I mean, if Tampa had their receivers, it would be a tougher pick.
Yeah, 9-point spread, by the way, in favor of the Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs.
Right, and at this point every week with the Chiefs, you're going to have it in the back of your head. Is this the week they finally lose? Because, look, they're not going to go 17-0, at least I certainly hope not. But I think they survive one more week. Just too tall of a task here for the Bucs to go on the road, like you said, Vinny, a little banged up, too.
Yeah, don't overthink it. Kansas City defends home turf. It might be a more competitive game than, say, the line says right now, but Kansas City will emerge victorious in that one. Ravens short week. They've got Cincinnati coming up Thursday night. Ravens 6-point favorites in that ballgame. We'll come back, take a trip through the funhouse. Nolan McGraw, Inside Access, takes over at 2. And then Maryland hoops tonight. Opening against Manhattan. Turtles coming off a disappointing season last year. Kevin Willard, year 3. Better be dancing this year.
It's going to be a fast... Bob, those are the types of games yesterday where the coaches, when they get done after the game yesterday, they go straight back to the office and they're working on Cincinnati.
Yeah, so you're cool with the win.
Yep.
But now it's off to next, and that's a Bengals team.
You played it where Harb said, you know, in the locker room he was talking to him about the Bengals, and Henry was talking about the Bengals. So, I mean, you got to, you know, what you want to do is you play to the, and then you like, oh, man, we got the weekend off next weekend. So the players, they'll be, and they got home game back-to-back, so a huge advantage Ravens on that.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 the Fed, Terps tonight against Manhattan, first game of the season. Hall of Famer Gary Williams joins us tomorrow at 12:30. Talk about tonight's game, and then looking ahead big picture-wise to year three, Kevin Willard, and the expanded Big Ten, now 18 teams in the conference, so stick around for that. We got Dirty Dozen, got Feeble Five. We'll start breaking down the Cincinnati Bengals as well, coming off a big win against the Raiders. Nolan, any thoughts for the people out here?
Yes, we've solved the Michigan State Indiana fiasco. It was not a Michigan State Indiana fiasco. It was supposed to be Minnesota versus Illinois, and I was too hung up on the I and two L's together here that looked like a U to me. So we're going to void the game. We're taking it off the board. Well, Vinny made a pick. Bob and I didn't for that correct game, so we can only void it. Vinny 14-3 on the week. Bob and myself 13-4.
Well, what you could do is I picked Minnesota, Illinois, and I picked Minnesota. So give me a win there, and you guys keep your wins.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Why?
There's a
Matumbo. Unbalanced.
No, then we all got the same amount of games because I didn't pick the Indiana game. I picked Minnesota, Illinois, but I got that right.
Why would you agree to have a loss on your record for Michigan State?
Oh.
That would be the only fair way to do it. Why are we doing a half and half?
No. What I'm saying is put the Minnesota-Illinois game in for my Indiana-Michigan State game, which I got to win and you guys got to win. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't want your two-game lead?
Just do what you want to do, Norm.
Right. Yeah, I'm already confused.
Yeah, me too.
All right. Anything else, Nolan McGraw? Are we going to have fun?
All right, no, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Let's do it.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The Rudeness Tuneness Text Reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Andy and Glenn Burney says if King Henry finishes first in every rushing category, and as it stands right now, he leads the way in all of those rushing categories, does that make him de facto MVP, or is the ceiling for a running back with that kind of performance just Offensive Player of the Year?
Well, Jim Nantz said he should, or Romo, one of the two, said he should be MVP because no running back has ever done that, won all four of those categories. So I still think it's a quarterback award. I think that he wouldn't get the MVP. He'd get, like you said, Offensive Player of the Year.
Dan in Pasadena says, I don't care what the score says. The Ravens' defense was terrible yesterday. They got lucky, zero pass rush present, and Bo Nix, his inaccuracy is what saved them.
The second half they played better in the second half. The first half, I totally agree. They should have had more points on the board at that time. Their great defense is the one that killed them, you know, in the second quarter there.
Howard in Baltimore says the Ravens were embarrassed by their Cleveland performance and stepped up to the plate. I also believe that winning this Thursday's game would really catapult the Ravens forward because they always seem to split with a division opponent like Cincy. Going 2-0 against them would give them the chance to dominate the division moving forward.
Yeah, I think it'd be a big win for them. The thing that you want to see is you want to see improvement from the defense. That's going to be the whole big key, the improvement from the defense. And the other thing is going to be is, I mean, tomorrow's a huge day. Who are they going to add to that defense? I mean, Bob, if they do nothing, what do you say?
I'm going to be running a little bit hot there.
Yeah, me too.
Mike in Hagerstown says, I'm not sure if this was brought up or not, but after Bateman's drop, one of Lamar's few incompletions on the day, didn't really see much of him in the game after that. Was he pulled? Can't imagine he was hurt. I didn't hear anything about it. Or was it just the game was out of hand at that point and they were resting him?
If I'm not mistaken, he played the same number of snaps as Zay. So, I don't... Because in the fourth quarter, a lot of those guys didn't play.
Three drops last 2 weeks for Rashad Bateman.
Yeah, that's not good.
This texter says, Matabike had some BS calls on 2-3 sacks he should have had, but other players need to win their 1v1 matchups, help him out a little bit more. Also disappointed in Ajabo, but hopeful that he could somehow turn it around down the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it is with Ajabo if he's not healthy, but he hadn't been playing well. I don't know if it's the knee, the Achilles, what's going on with him. But yeah, he's been 2 weeks in a row inactive, and they're lacking for a pass rush. That's not a good sign.
Last one here from resident Penn State fan Chris. He was hopeful last week that the Nittany Lions would win, but maybe a little excuse-making here. Says Penn State got the hose job of the season. Looks like the refs were out there to make up for the Oregon loss that Ohio State suffered. The call reverses. The non-calls were egregious. But yes, James Franklin, the cowardly lion once again.
I don't remember the call. The only thing I remember is when you're down on the goal line on the 1 or 2 yard line and you got four shots at it and you can't get in, there's no blaming the refs on that one.
And you ran the same play three times in a row,
yeah.
And then you tried to throw it. Maybe work that in second down, a little play action satisfaction. And then you had the receiver get the ball ripped out of his hands near the end of the first half. That was a tough one. I thought Chris was going to blame me for picking Penn State for why his team lost. Breaking news in Dallas, Dak Prescott out multiple weeks.
Whoa.
With a hammy there. So
he's
maybe,
happy now.
Maybe it's a stick of fork in the Cowboys' time. Dennis Allen, he is out as head coach of the New Orleans Saints. Terps tonight against Manhattan coming up at 7 o'clock. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Inside Access coming up in a matter of minutes. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy, everybody. We'll talk to you on Turn It Up Tuesday. For now, that's dismissed.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.